Well, today is the last day of the campaign period in the Angolan legislative elections, and all the parties held their largest rallies of the entire campaign. MPLA, the governing party, drew tens of thousands, if not a couple of hundred thousand people to their rally in Cauca. And UNITA also held it at the same time in another part of town. On Friday, some 8 million registered voters are to go to the polls for the first time in 16 years, Joe, and they're to elect a new parliament. MPLA is expected to do very well, and many observers are waiting to see just how the UNITA party and some of the smaller parties do.
What are the issues?
The issues are growth, reduction of poverty, jobs, primarily economic issues, but also for some of the organizers is a very major milestone for Angola after 27 years of civil war, war for independence and then civil war, and then the elections in 1992, which were canceled after the first round and which led to another few years of fighting between the MPLA and UNITA until the death of Jonas Savimbi, the UNITA leader, and in the subsequent peace accord. The past 6 years have been one of building and rebuilding, but really there's still much to be done. And so what observers are looking for is the degree of patience or frustration of the Angolan people, for whom the expectations of a better times are growing given the rise in prices for petroleum, diamonds, and other minerals of which Angola is richly endowed.
What is the general consensus? Is it that these elections will be free and fair?
It depends who you ask, Joe. The ruling party and the government believe that they are and will be. The opposition parties, in particular UNITA, have complained of a lack of access to the media, that although they have 5 minutes every night, each party does, on national television, the media have devoted a very large amount of coverage to the achievements of the government. The observers have been largely quiet, waiting to see the outcome of the vote before they make their pronouncements, but they too, some of them, and in particular the international human rights organizations, have said that there have been some problems and that perhaps the field is not completely level. In terms of the government's desire to see a free and fair vote, most believe that that is sincere, though of course they hope to win them and win them massively.
Now, as you know, reports say Angola has overtaken Nigeria as the continent's biggest oil producer. Is there much discussion on what to do with the oil revenues?
The platforms are there. Investment in infrastructure, rebuilding the roads and railways, construction of major refineries for processing the petroleum, factories, creation of jobs, trying to improve education, which virtually collapsed for perhaps two generations during the war period. These are some of the major issues and priorities. There's a lack of capacity in the society, and this makes accomplishing these goals difficult and slow, hence the frustration in some parts.
For many years, Angola was used as an example of the problem of landmines because of the long civil war that occurred there. What is the status of the cleanup operations? Any word on that?
Well, there are still many, many landmines. The major urban areas have mostly been cleared, but there are still areas outside the urban areas, particularly in the central regions around Wambo, where a lot of the fighting took place. So it's still a major challenge, but the work is proceeding and progressing. Nevertheless, just on the eve of the elections, an official warned people going to the polls to be careful not to go into mined areas.
Scott, do you see much investment going into Angola? I mean, China, for example, is investing in many African countries. Do you see evidence of that?
Yes. There's one completed new building in Luanda and another almost completed by the Chinese. These will contain government offices. The roads and the railways have seen considerable progress in their reconstruction. The president just inaugurated the railway line to Malange in the diamond-rich area in the northeast, and reports are that the highways to the central areas of Wambo, the Benguela Railway, that work on these areas, on these projects, it has also progressed quite rapidly.